Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Twitter announced today that it is cutting 9% of its workforce, or about 350 jobs. It's also shutting down Vine. The social media company has struggled for much of its 10-year existence, and recent high-profile efforts to sell the company have backfired. Joining us now is Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And this is not Twitter's first round of layoffs. What's happening this time around?
No. Earlier this year, 300 layoffs. So Twitter has been trying to pare back a little bit before, but now it's really going after trying to save money so it can refocus, really try to double down on its users and its strategy.
And try to make itself more attractive to a buyer, because we know that Salesforce dropped its bid to buy Twitter. Disney has bailed out. Are these layoffs designed to make it more affordable?
Yeah, it's tricky. Those buyers didn't step up. Nobody wanted to buy Twitter. And it's a tricky company because it's a $20 billion company, roughly. And so that's a lot of money for a company that has a dicey sort of revenue strategy right now. It's not working. And so it seems like what the company has to do is figure out how to make it work before people will step up and buy. With these layoffs, the company's expecting to save probably between $50 and $100 million a year.
So what about this other news that Twitter is shutting down Vine, the short video sharing app?
Yeah, that was a great experiment, a video that just has simply got surpassed by Instagram and some other online video sharing platforms, Snapchat, for instance, too. And so I think this is just goes back to the company saying it needs to reprioritize and refocus.
You know, in the news business and in politics, Twitter is a pretty big deal. Most journalists working on daily news these days have Twitter up all the time so they can see a real-time live stream of what's going on from all over the place. Obviously, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and other politicians use it all the time.
It's massive. Yeah.
But I wonder if we're getting a skewed view of the importance of Twitter because of that, because we all use it. And in most people's lives, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, much more important.
You've put your finger on what's exactly the issue for Twitter. It's a very different social network. It's not with your friends. It's with anybody. It's a very open communication platform. And so Twitter has done really well with influencers. And if you watch TV and you see the hashtags on TV shows, it obviously takes up a lot of mind share. But it doesn't always attract new users because they mainly want to connect with their friends. And so that's the issue. And I think this open communication has also made it this kind of stomping ground then for online harassment. And so that's something that's turned a lot of new users away. It's an open communication platform, and it's just a very difficult thing to control. It's different than Facebook and these other social networks that people want to be on all the time.
And the other social networks, you notice that they make big changes more frequently. Twitter still looks a lot like it used to.
Yeah, when Jack Dorsey came back to take over the company as CEO again after 6 years, it was basically the same product as before.
That's Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, with the latest with what's going on with Twitter today, cutting 9% of its workforce and shutting down Vine. Kurt, thank you.
You got it.